Kevin,
that.
did you hear what you wanted to hear?
Yeah, I think what the administrator really wanted to talk about with regard to WOTUS was very important. That was a job-killing regulation. There was a huge expansion of EPA power. And from what I expect, when the public can actually see the language, is that we'll see a common-sense approach to how the federal government is going to respect states with regard to what we're doing with regard to environmental regulation and stay within the meaning of the Clean Water Act. We won't be able to see the language till after the Office of the OMB gets a chance to review it, and that's going to be down the road, but then there will be the public comment period, and that's when we'll have a chance to analyze it. But again, based upon what the administrator said, I'm very optimistic that this language is going to fit within what the 1972 Clean Water Act actually said with regard to what the federal government's responsibilities are with regard to regulation, and then allow us at the states to be able to take care of what we're supposed to do. And that's one of the things the administrator really played home, is that original Clean Water Act was written to allow states to be partners in this, and that's what we're looking to do, is be partners with the federal government. I will say this EPA has acted that way since the Trump administration has come in about a year and a half ago, and we want to, nobody cares more about our water and our air and our land than us in Nebraska, and I think that what we're seeing from the administrator is that the EPA is now going to respect that.
The Republicans in Iowa say that he's betraying President Trump. Do you hold that same view?
Well, I think what we heard today is that the administrator and the Trump administration has multiple different constituencies they've got to balance, and that the administrator is working to pull those different constituencies together to find solutions. And that's what we're looking for. We want to see those solutions. The president has expressed his support for E15, for example. The administrator voiced his support for E15 today as well. I think what we're hearing is that they're just trying to make sure what they can do is pull this all together to get something that, whether it's the refineries or the ethanol industry, that we can find solutions to move forward that will satisfy or at least get everybody to the table and say this is the solution we want to move forward with.
But would you like to have had stronger language from him on E15? I think he gave a lot of wiggle room.
I think the language was very strong. He said we heard his full-throated endorsement for E15. I think what we're also hearing, though, is that there's a dialogue going on between the refineries and the ethanol industry with regard to how we move forward on this. And certainly we want to see that resolved as quickly as possible. We'd love to see that E15 rulemaking start moving forward. But there's also other constituencies involved here as well.
So you think the ethanol industry needs to compromise on this?
Well, I think that what I think we need to do is work with Administrator Pruitt and the refineries to find a way to, I think he was very clear about his goals. He wants to see a stable RIN market, and I don't disagree, that's a good idea. We may not agree on how to get there, and that's part of what this dialogue has to be about. We want to see E15. We think that would actually help his goal with regard to reducing RIN prices. And so that's one of the things, obviously, that everybody would like to see as well, is have those RIN prices at a place where it's stable, it's low, it's not a burden to refineries, and that we are selling more ethanol in the marketplace.
If Scott Pruitt led an agency in your administration, and is embroiled in the same kind of scandals that he is right now with the EPA, would he still be working for you at this point?
Well, certainly there are things that are being investigated right now, and I would encourage the administrator and his administration to cooperate with the people who are doing that and work with them to address those concerns. I will tell you, it's been a night and day difference working with the EPA under this administration than the last administration. The very fact that we've had the EPA administrator twice in our state in the last 16 months or whatever it's been, 18 months, really demonstrates that this administration cares what we think about in the states. And we've certainly seen that in working with Region 7, that they are allowing us to take the lead on different projects with their oversight, but certainly they're allowing us at the state to be able to take that leadership role, which is what I think is appropriate in the way our system of federalism works.